We're on Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom. Ein Shalim is Hagshamin. Mishnah says we ask for rain close to the rainy season. Shavrua Sheila v'Haskora Chada Milsehi. In the beginning, the Rabbanan understood in the Beis Medrash that asking for rain and mentioning rain, both the same Talamotar and Mashiv HaRuach are one thing. They're the same time. So Man Tana, so if that's the case, who's the Tana who holds that you begin to mention rain close to the rainy season? Amarava Rav Yeshua'i, the Amr Mishas HaNechosso. It can only be Rav Yeshua who says that you start saying Mashiv HaRuach the last day of Sukkot, so Shmini Atzeres, which is right next to the time that you want to ask for rain, which is right after Sukkot. But according to Rav Elazar, you start mentioning rain already the first day of Sukkot, so it's not close to the time of the rains, because you don't want rain till after Sukkot. Omerle Abai, afilu temer Rav Elazar, she'ela l'chud v'askor l'chud. That which the Mishnah says, ain't shor l'misak shomim, is going on the same talamata. But enochinami, you mention rain at the beginning of Sukkot. The ikad diamre, let's see Rashi. Savrua she'ela v'askor achad milsehi. Kolomar hodik tani, ain't shorlim sakshomim, hainu ain't maskirin sakshomim. When it said in the Mishnah, ain't shorlim, it meant ain't maskirin. You don't mention mashiv haruach until close to the rainy season, which means the mamish, the last day of Sukkot. Uman tana domer somach limos sakshomim maskirin, avalo called him lechain, Rabbi Yoshuahi. The Omer Mishas Hanochas Lulav Umaskir, the Haidu Yom Shmini. The Zehu Somuch Lutshomin, the Min Hachag Ve'elech Uzman Gishomin. Only after Sukkot does it become the rainy season, because during Sukkot you don't want it to rain. Ika di Amre, some learn this whole discussion differently. Lema Rabbi Yoshua Hi, the Omer Mishas Hanochas. So the Gemara asked as a kasha, that this, let's say the Tana that says that you start asking for rain, somach l'gishomim, is only Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Elazar. Omarov afilu tema Rabbi Elazar, she'ela l'chud v'askor l'chud. No, it could even be Rabbi Elazar, and when it says sho'alim, it's talking about the same talamater, not mashiv haruach, and even though you mentioned mashiv haruach earlier, you don't ask for rain till the beginning of the rainy season, which is after Sukkot. Hel hachi garsin and Rashi, v'ikad di'amri lem Rabbi Yeshua, hi afilu tema Rabbi Elazar, the logar seen in Savrua She'ela Lechud Vaskor Lechud, the Lahal Mishtam and Masnison. We didn't say that in the beginning they thought that She'ela Lechud Vaskor Lechud. They weren't just asking as a Shaila, and they weren't answered in Echanami. It's two different things. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baal Musaf on Shmini Atzeres starts to mention Mashiv HaRuach. V'raminu. Ad Mosai Sholim Isak Shomim, right? What's it called? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hovrath Niateva, on the first day of Pesach, the Baal Musaf stops saying Mashiv HaRuach. The Gemara says, Ad Mosai Sholim Isak Shomim, till when do you ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Shiyavara Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, till the entire Pesach goes by. Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Shiyavara Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, till Nisan's over. So the Chora here of Yehuda says, that you continue asking for rain till Pesach is over. During Chol HaMoed, you're still asking for rain. So how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda says that on the first day of Pesach already, you stop asking for rain? Stop Mashiv HaRuach by Musaf of the first day. Rav Meir Omer Omer Rav Chisda Lo Kasha. Kan Lishol Kan Lahaskim. No. We continue asking for rain until the end of Pesach. But you stop mentioning rain already on the first day. Mishol shoyl v'ozel. V'hasker v'yontifrishon pasuk. You continue asking for rain till Pesach is over, but you stop mentioning rain, mashiv haruach, on the first day by Musaf. Omar ula hodar Rav Chisda kashi kechomets l'shinayim v'ko'oshin l'inayim. Rav Chisda said is as harmful to the teeth like vinegar is, and like smoke is to the eyes. In other words, it's an impossible thing to understand. In a place where you don't ask for rain, you begin to mention rain, right, by Sukkot, you start to mention rain on Shmini Atzeres, even though you don't start to ask for rain till after that. Surely when you're still asking for rain, you should still mention it. So how in the world can you stop mentioning rain on the first day of Pesach and continue asking for it throughout Chol HaMoed? You ask, but you don't mention? Just the opposite. When you mention, it's possible not to ask. But to ask without mentioning, how could that be? Elomar Ula, Trey Tanoia, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. The only answer is that there's two different Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. One Tana said that Rabbi Yehuda held that you mention rain already, you stop mentioning rain already on the first day of Yontif, and the other Mandiomer says you continue mentioning rain throughout Pesach, till the end of Pesach. Rashi, at the end of the rainy season, meaning Pesach time. According to this sheet in Rabbi Yehuda, you continue asking for rain, the Saint Halamotar, throughout Chol HaMoed, till Pesach's over. Rabbi Meir says that you continue asking for rain till Iyar. Hochi Garsin, Omra Chista, Kan Lisho, Kan Lahaskir. Misho Shoel Va'ozel, Va'askor of Yantavrishim Posek. So Rav Chisda answered, no. We stop mentioning rain, we stop Mashiv HaRuach on the first day of Yantav. But you continue asking for rain throughout Chol HaMoed. Lisho Shoel Va'olech Ad Sheyavar HaPesach, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, till Pesach is over. Kediktoni Ad Moshe Shoelin, La'haskar Eino Maskar, Ela B'Tfilas Yotzer Shol Yantavrishim. You stop saying Mashiv HaRuach after Shacharis of the first day, but you continue asking for rain throughout the entire Chol HaMoed. Mordechai says, I can't be. The Mokum She'eino Shoel. B'yontif for Achron Shol Chag. Right? On Shmini Atzeres, you don't start asking for rain yet. She'eino Mispal Tfilos O Tfilos Chol. The Ein She'elelo B'Birkas Hashonim. You don't ask for rain except in Birkas Hashonim. And you daven a Yontif davening on Shmini Atzeres. So there's no She'ela. Still, you start to mention Maskir Gvuros Kishamim Kedom Rabbi Yehuda Achron Maskir. The Mokum Shu Shoel B'Cholos Shol Moed Shol Pesach. Surely you should mention. Doesn't make sense to ask for rain and not to mention it. It's possible to mention, not to ask, but to ask and not to mention doesn't make any sense. Shoel B'Cholos Shol Moed Shol Pesach. Trei Tanoi Chadomer Ad Sheyavar Pesach Shoalin Kol Shkein Shemaskirin. So now Rashi explains Ula said. Ula, that two different Tanoim. One holds that Rabbi Yehuda held that you stop mentioning rain already the first day, and maybe you stop asking for rain too. And the other Tana held that you mention and ask till after Pesach. The Chadomer She'ela Ad HaPesach Vaskora She'ochla Haskar B'yontif Maskar B'yontif Harishin Shal Pesach B'tfilas Yoser V'musaf in Posek. The other Tana holds you stop asking for rain already Mincha before Yontif, because that's the last Chol Shmoneh Esrei. And you mention it still that night and the next morning, and you stop by Musaf mentioning. Rav Yosef Omar another Teretz. My Ad She'yavar HaPesach Ad She'yavar Shliach Tzibor Rishon Hayorid B'yontif Rishin Shal Pesach. Ad Sheyavar HaPesach doesn't mean till Pesach is over. It means till the Shliach Tzibor is Yored Lifnei HaTeva and Musaf. Ad Sheyavar Shliach Tzibor, Yavar can mean to pass by or to pass in front of. So it means till the Shliach Tzibor passes in front of the Amud on Musaf of the first day. So it's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said, right? The Baal Musaf stops saying Mashiv HaRuach, and Ad She'yavar HaPesach, what it says in the Braisa, means the same thing. So Amar Le'Abaye She'ela B'yontif Mika, can't learn that. Because it says, Ad Mosai Sho'alin Isak Shomit. So that means you continue asking till Musaf. That means in Shacharis you ask for rain. You don't ask for rain in Shacharis of Yontif. There's no, it's a Yontif, it's a Tefillah Shol Yontif, not Tefillah Shol Chol. So how could that be? Amarlei in Shoel Miturgaman. Right. They ask, the way Rashi learns is in the Drasha. Right. The only problem is why say the Miturgaman? Then it's to say the Doresh. The Miturgaman only translates what the Doresh says. So in the Drasha they mention we want rain still. So even though it's not in Shmoneh Esrei, but there's still the She'el of Gishamim in the Drasha for Shmini Atzeres, they mention we still want rain. And that the Drasha was given before Musa. Shemar says v'chi meturgam and shoil dover she'ino tzorich v'tzibur. Does the meturgam ask for something that the tzibur doesn't need anymore? Ela mechuvartik the ula. Better like ula, that there's two different tanoim according to Yehuda. One holds that you continue asking for rain till the end of Pesach, and the other one holds you stop asking for rain already from before Pesach, and you masker till Musaf. Rabba Omar, another teretz. My achiyavar Pesach, achiyavar zman shchitas Pesach. Right? That you continue asking for rain till the zman of shchitas Pesach goes by, meaning till mincha of Erev Pesach. And in mincha of Erev Pesach, you don't ask anymore. You say the same bracha. Utchiloso came so far, just like in the beginning, when we start asking for rain, so too is the same order when we stop. Matchiloso maskir apa pisheno shoel. Just like when we start asking for rain, we say mashiv haruach before we start to ask. In other words, on the last day of Yom Tov, we're already saying mashiv haruach, even though we haven't said a Shemon Esra yet, where we ask for rain. That's only Motzei Yom Tov, right? We'll see that's not really like that either. But at least now we think that you immediately ask for rain after Yom Tov. So we mention before we ask, Afa Pisheno Shoel, Afsofo Mazker Afa Pisheno Shoel. So too, we end off, we stop asking already Mincha time, Erev Yom Tov. We continue mentioning till Musaf of Yom Tov. So Marle Abaya, Bishlom Etchiloso Mazker Haskara Nomi Ritzui She'elohi. So Abaya says, no, it's got no comparison. In the beginning, you start mentioning rain before you ask for it because you're getting into the mode of asking for rain. So you mention it to get into the mode of Ritzui for asking. Right? So Haskara Nomi Ritzui She'elohi. Right? Haskara is like the beginning of asking. So you get into the mood of mentioning it before you ask. El Sofa, but it doesn't make sense to do the same thing in the end. My Ritzui She'elo Ika. You stop asking, why should you continue mentioning? So if you stop asking already, Mincha time, Erev Yom Tov, why would you continue mentioning it at night and the next morning? Ela mechuvarta dekula. Therefore, the better terrorist is what Ula said, that there's two different tanoim according to Yehuda. One holds that you mention and ask up until Musaf of the first day, whenever you can ask, whenever there's a tefillah of chol, but you continue mentioning till Musaf, and the other Mandi Omer says that you continue mentioning and asking till Pesach is over. Rashi. Rav Yosef Omer, Haydi Tani Ad Emos HaShoalin Ad Shiyavar Hachikom Rad Shiyavar Shliach Tzibur V'haynu Ki'idich Rav Yehudit Mas Nisan. The Omer Harishon Masker, Achrino Masker. Rav Yosef said that Achiyavar Pesach doesn't mean till the Yontif of Pesach is over. It means until the Shliach Tzibur of Musaf comes before the Omer on the first day. And it's exactly what Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah. The Omer says, can't be. She'ela b'yontif mi'ika. V'chi mispalu tfilas chol shata Omer Achiyavar Pesach. The Hainuz man Shliach Tzibur shal tfilas Yontif Harishon shal Pesach. So it comes out that what the Bryce is saying is that you ask for rain until Musaf of the first day. How's going that be? You don't ask for rain on Yom Tov. Omer lei in sheila de meturgeman bidrasha shudoresh Omer birkas sheila levada. In the drasha, he mentions we want rain. There's a Rabbeinu Chananel here who says they used to appoint somebody who all the things that for halachic reasons you couldn't ask for in the tzibur, he would ask for personally. He was called the meturgeman. And the Gemara says, that can't be. Why in the world would you appoint somebody to ask for something that the Tzibur doesn't want? Dover Sheino Tzorek with Tzibur, Tchim Tzman Atzoko, since the time that we don't want rain anymore, Lav Orech Arel, Mishol, the Tzibur, Dover Sheino Tzorek. You're not going to have in the Drasha or an appointed person ask for something you don't want anymore. Achiyavar Zman Shchitas Pesach, Chatzos Yom D'Arbo Asar, Achiyavar Chatzos, the Hainu Kol Tfilas Yotzer. We stop asking for rain, Erev Pesach in Shachris. Mincha time already, you don't say the same Talamater. That's what Rava said. Vashmin Reb Yehuda, Divimincha d'arvei psachim, afal gav d'matzlin on tefilas chol, matzakin on velo yomar the same Talamater. So according to Rava, Ad mincha, even though we daven a tefillas chol, you don't say the same talmud mater. The apagav the mikadrinon ad la'achar b'musafin, right? Even though you still continue mentioning mashivarua till musaf, so at Mariv and Shachris, you're still saying mashivarua, even though you didn't say the same talmud mater mincha erev yontif. Posik hashela b'tefillas mincha shel erev yontif harishon. The haskara sheyochel haskar b'yontif. So you're mentioning rain when you're not asking for it. In the end, just like in the beginning, you mention rain when you don't ask for it. You begin mentioning rain on Shemini Atzeres. They ain't no shoel ad la'achra achad. And you don't start asking for rain till after Yontif. Either immediately after Yontif, or we'll see 7 days after Yontif, or 3 days after Yontif. It's all different shitas. But you don't start asking for rain till after Yontif, even though you mention rain on Yontif. So too, kach besofo, when you stop mentioning and asking, you stop asking before you stop mentioning. Eino shoel b'mincha erev Yontif harishon, u'maskir ad musaf shel Yontif harishon. V'hachalek l'mifrach sheila b'yontif mi'ika. Can't ask anymore, right? We stop asking on Yontif. You don't ask b'chlal on Yontif. No, we stop asking erev Yontif in mincha ready. Shmuel says, no, there's no comparison. When you start asking, you start mentioning, even though you don't ask, makes sense. You're starting to get into the mood and the mode of asking. So you start by mentioning. But if you stop asking, why in the world should you continue mentioning? If you can't ask on Yontif because you don't say that kind of Shmuel Esrei. The Kivan Deika She'ela Basrei Maskerul Yitzuye Bi'alma. Since you're going to ask Motzoi Yontif, you start mentioning already before. Avosofo, but when you stop, it doesn't make sense to continue mentioning after you stopped asking. Loma hu maskir hol ve'inu tzorich lishol mikan ve'elech. You're not going to ask anymore. Why mention? Akiven dat ifsak the me'esmo, since you stopped asking for rain already, mincha erev Yontif, golisa dait chadolo nicholach behu, by my masker. You're ready for Megaladas, you don't want rain anymore. So why mention it? Yeah, fine, but then they only do that when you want it. You don't do it in a time when the cloud is no more need for it. Otherwise, you do it the whole summer. Omer of Asi, Omer of Yochanan, Halacha Krib Yehuda. The Halacha is Krib Yehuda, that you start Mashiv HaRuach on Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, and you stop Mashiv HaRuach on Musaf of First Day of Pesach. Omer l'Rav Zeru l'Rav Asi, u'mi Omer Rav Yochanan hachi, the Rav Yochanan paskin like Rav Yehuda, v'asnan b'shloshe b'marchetz van shoal in esak shomin. The Tanakhama holds that we start asking for rain on the third day of Cheshvan. Rav Gamliel Omer b'shiva bo. Rav Gamliel says you don't start asking for rain till the seventh. V'omer Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar said, halachik Rav Gamliel. The halachas like Rav Gamliel, that you don't start asking for rain till the seventh day of Cheshvan. You don't say the same talmud mater till the seventh day of Cheshvan. And the way that they understand the question, the Havamin at least, Rabbi Lazar is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah? A Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. So Mistama, he said the same thing Rabbi Yehuda said. And what's it called? Right, and Rabbi Yehuda, Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Halacha Karab Gamliel. And what's it called? Rabbi Lazar said, Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So, and Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, right. So, Mistama, he said what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, and we think now that since Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't start mentioning rain ad samach l'gishamim, so if you're not going to ask for rain till 2 weeks later, till the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, you're not going to start mentioning it on Shemini Atzeres. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah Chazak of Yehuda, that you start mentioning rain already on Shemini Atzeres, when Rabbi Yochanan, through Rabbi Lazar, Paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that you don't start asking for rain till the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan? So, Mistami, you don't mention it till right before then, not on Shemini Atzeres, not 2 weeks earlier. That's the way that they learned the question. Amar Lei, what's the answer? Gavra, Gavra, Karamis? No, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yochanan, two different people. Rabbi Yochanan Taka said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and you start mentioning rain on Shmini Atzeres, and you start asking for it immediately after Yontif, and Rabbi Elezer, Paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that Mesfama, you don't start mentioning rain till right before you ask, which is on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. That's the Chorah HaRashi learns. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Halacha Krav Yehuda, the Omer HaOver Lefnei Ateva, who says that he start Mashiva Ruach on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Mi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, the Halacha Krav Yehuda, did Rabbi Yochanan then pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, the Masker B'yontif HaAchron, that you start Mashiva Ruach on Shmini Atzeres, B'shloshim Mar Cheshvin, Hachi Kim Lehu, the Havizman Geshamin. The Tanakhama held that the actual precise time that the rainy season starts is the third day of Cheshvin. Halacha Krav Gamliel, Deino Shoel at Shiva Mar Cheshvan. Right? And the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Elezer said. And you don't start asking till the seventh day of Cheshvan. Because Sofa Daitah, Divimokam Shu Shoel Maskir. Right? And we think that just like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, you don't mention rain. Ad Samach Le Kishamim. So if you're going to ask on the seventh, you don't mention it on Shmini Atzeres. You mention it close to the seventh. Adam Mishan, come on, till the Gemara is going to answer no, that Sheila Lechud and Askara Lechud. You can mention it earlier, even though you don't ask till later. Okay, weiter. Iboy same, another answer. Lokasha, Kan Lishol, Kan Laskar. Enochanami, it's two different things. Enochanami, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that you don't ask for rain till the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you mention rain already on Shmini Atzeres. Gemara says the Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'makom sheshoel maskir, right? L'chora, whenever you ask, that's when you mention, close to it. But you don't start mentioning way before you ask. Gemara says, no, ahul afsok edmer. When did, Rabbi Yochanan say that? That the asking and the mentioning go together, that's at the end. When you stop asking, you stop mentioning. But you can start mentioning before you ask. Like we said before, this svara. I, the Omer of Yochanan, Hiskel Ahasker Masel Lishol, Posek Lishol, Posek Ahasker, is another brice that says, not like, another memra that says not like that. The Rabbi Yochanan said the Feirish. When you start mentioning, you start asking. And when you stop asking, you stop mentioning. They go together both in the beginning and in the end. So we're stuck. You can't say that Rabbi Yochanan said that you start mentioning Geshamim on Shmini Atzeres, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't start asking for rain till the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself said, the two things go together, close to each other. Ela lo kasha. Holon halahu. It depends for B'nai Bavel or for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Rashi explains it, and then we'll get to tomorrow's. Kan Lishol B'Shiva Mar Cheshvan, Enochanami, the Gemara says. You start asking for rain on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. But Kan Lahasker, but you start mentioning rain already on Shmini Atzeres. Miyontav Ahron, Rabbi Yochanan Islay Rabbi Elezer. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Elezer. That you start, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. How can you say that? Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't separate the mentioning from the asking. They go together. Where you don't ask, you don't mention. So Rashi learns that the question is a little bit different. The question was, how could if Rabbi Yochanan said that you're maskir only when you ask, then how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you start mentioning on Shmini Atzeres, you don't ask on Shmini Atzeres? Okay. Right. Lahat Saka Itmar. So the Gemara first wants to say that Rabbi Yochanan only said that, Lagabi, when you finish asking. Then you don't mention. But you can mention before you start asking. The Kshumapsik L'Sheila Be'erev HaPesach Posik Nami L'Askar. The Rav Yochanan meant, when you stop asking for rain, Erev Pesach, you stop mentioning it too. The Hachim Mashim, Mokum Sheshoel Maskir. Right? So, but when you stop, you stop asking, but you continue, what's it called? When you start, you start asking, you start mentioning before you ask. On Yontif. Mar says, no, Rabbi Yochanan said both of them. V'hatarvayu ikmar, haschola v'hapsaka. Rabbi Yochanan said the Feirish, that you don't ask where you don't mention both in the beginning and at the end. Yaskalisho, dehainu b'chol shiocholisho. Yaskalisho means in a regular Shimon Esrei where you can say the same Talamotar. Posak mi lisho be'er v'pesach. Posak m'lahaskir. So therefore, since you're not going to ask for rain anymore on Yontif, because there's no more of a Saint Talamotar, so you stop mentioning it too. Alma lo svira like Rabbi Yehuda. Behechi omer halacha kamoso. So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you can mention rain even when you're not asking for it. Where it says, hold on, v'holahu. Livnei Bavel, sheyesh lanu tvua uperes basa, that we in Bavel, who have our tvua and peiros out in the field, called Tishrei, till Cheshvan, they kept their tvua in the field to dry out. Ein maskir nat shivim recheshvan. We don't want rain to rain on the crops that are drying out in the field till the 7th of Marcheshvan. Because they in Bavel, they left them out to dry till Tishrei was over. So they didn't want rain till the 7th of Marcheshvan. The Shav Shoalim, and then we continue asking for rain, and then you start asking for rain, not before. According to Rashi, that's when you start mentioning very difficult Rashi. Okay, the Pashas, the way we explained it before, is the way most Rishonim learn. But Rashi learns, the Kasha was, L'chora, Rabbi Yochanan held that you only mention it if you can actually ask for it. So you have to mention on a chol. Can't mention on a yontif because you're not asking on a yontif. And therefore, when the Gemara says that ha'lon v'ha'lahu, and you only start asking for rain in Bavel on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan, then you only start saying Mashiv HaRuach on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan. That's what come out. That that we don't hold anymore like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start on Shmini Atzeres, but you start Mashiv HaRuach on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan. So if Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, you never mention rain when you're not asking for it. And you can't mention on Yom Tov if you're not asking for it. Okay. So the Gemara's answer was, Ein Chanami. In Bavel, you don't mention rain on Shmini Atzeres. You only mention it on Shiva B'mar Cheshna, when you start asking for it. V'holahu, but in Eretz Yisrael, Livnei Eretz Yisrael, the Kotzrin B'Nisan, they harvest already in Nisan, but Osfin B'Tishrei, and they just gather in the Tvua and Tishrei, so they don't have to leave it out in the field the whole Tishrei. They bring it into the house already in Tishrei. So at the end of Sukkot, they can already start asking for rain. That's good enough. Maskirim B'yantav Achron K'Rab Yehuda. Dom Rav Asi Halacha K'Mosa. Then the Halacha is like, for Eretz Yisrael, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, only for B'nai Eretz Yisrael, not for B'nai Bavel. Gemara says, Maishna l'didon, the Isvan Peirvit. Why do we wait in Bavel to be maskir and to be shoel, the Rashi learns, Gishomim, till the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan, right? Because we have fruit drying in the fields and we don't want it to rain. V'didu nami, islu oli regalim. L'chorah in Eretz Yisrael, they also have a reason why they don't want it to rain till Mar Cheshvan. Because people have to get home from oli regalim. It shouldn't rain on them. So just like we have a reason why we don't want rain till the first week in Cheshvan, they have a reason also why they don't want rain till the first week in Cheshvan. Someone says, no, ki kom Rav Yochanan bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim. He's talking when there's no beis hamikdash. So there's no oli regalim in Eretz Yisrael. They want rain right away. They don't have fruit in the fields. But in Bavel, even though there's no Oli Regalim, there's another reason why they don't want rain, because they have fruit, the Tvua, drying in the fields. So in Bavel, you never ask for rain till the 7th of Marcheshvan, and in Eretz Yisrael, it depends. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, they also didn't ask for rain till the 7th of Marcheshvan. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, they ask for rain immediately on Shmini Atzeres. Where it says, you could say that the two psakim of Rabbi Yochanan are both going on Eretz Yisrael. One, the lokashya, kanvis mancha Beis HaMikdash kayim, kanvis mancha in Beis HaMikdash kayim. One was when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so they didn't want it to rain till the Olei Regalim went home. They didn't start asking for rain till Marcheshvan. And then the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't mention rain the way Rashi learns till Zayin v'Cheshvan. But when did Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? When there is no Beis HaMikdash. And you want rain immediately after Sukkot. So you start mentioning it Shmini Atzeres, and you start asking immediately after Yom Tov. Rashi, B'divra, Midbar, Kolomer B'Sados, in the fields. Islu Oli Regalim, the Yerdulam Geshomim Koshlem B'Chazi Rasul. They don't want it to rain and make it difficult for the Oli Regalim to get home in the rain. Elaki Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Demask Rabbi Yontef Ha'achron, Bisman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, V'leka Oli Regalim Maskim. When did Rabbi Yochanan say the Halachasak Rabbi Yehuda? That you mention rain already Shmini Atzeres, because you're going to ask for it immediately after that. That was when there's no Beis HaMikdash. But Kan Bisman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayim, De'ika Oli Regalim, Eino Maskra Tzayim B'Mar Cheshvan, but Eino Chinami. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, then Rabbi Yochanan didn't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. Then he pasken like Ram Gamliel, that you don't mention or ask for rain till Zayin Cheshvan.